Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, what's up? How you feeling, brother?
I feel awesome, to be honest with you, Spike. I'm in a good spot here, bro.
What are we missing?
Yeah, where are you at?
My house in Florida here. I'm on the beach, man. It's a great spot here. I mean, I feel like I'm on vacation.
Oh, it's in the 50s here. That's nice.
You are the ultimate. If I were to look up work hard, play hard in the dictionary, that is
balding. Is there any other way?
What? No,
I mean, I don't know of any other way.
Well, I wish.
I mean, listen. I mean, Spike, I love what I do, but I mean, you can always talk about breaking down cover two or the run game so much. I mean, you got to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Yeah. I just go to the movies by myself. That is the I feel like I got to do the play hard school from Baldy so
all
I can
right.
learn how to do that
come,
at some
come
point.
Come tag along one weekend.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
All right, Baldy. Sunday against the Vikings. Was that the best you've seen Jalen Hurts throw the ball?
I mean, they took a little nap, you know, for 25 minutes after the opening score touchdown, you know. It was like a long nap. But, you know, once they woke up from the nap and, you know, they hit Devontae, you know, with the long bomb, I mean, it looked really good. And he throws a good deep ball. He's always throwing a good deep ball. He gives his guys a chance, let him run underneath it. And, you know, it looked, you know, that's a pretty good defense that they did it against. And, you know, just talking to some of the guys, and I was there. I mean, that's a place to play. It gets loud. They got their decimeter thing going. I mean, it's hard to hear, but it was a good performance. They needed that.
So what exactly were they doing that allowed it to work so well? Was it just him throwing the ball where it should be, or what do you think added up to the success throwing it?
You know, they've been trying to get Jalen to, you know, go under center and get out of shotgun and do what a lot of these other offenses are doing, a play action pass. And, you know, the throw to Devontae was a max protection Speedo route, you know, and he just ran right by the corner. But he had a seven-step drop. You know, so play-action passes under center was a big deal. I mean, Petullo was telling me about it before the game, and Saquon was, you know, 7-8 yards deep. And, you know, they thought it would really open up the offense, and it did. And I think you'll see a lot more of it. But that was the real catalyst for it. They had really, you know, they had talked about it, that it's in the offense, but it wasn't something that Jalen – is the most comfortable doing, turning his back to the defense. He likes kind of seeing the whole thing, but it really works, and I think you'll see more of it, you know, as we go forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last couple of games, it seems like the explosive plays are at least starting to show up on film. I know he missed a couple. The one in the Giants game, he and AJ, whatever that was, in the Denver Broncos game. But last week, he seemed to hit on just about everything. I get the question, Baldy, the last couple of days about believing that they've turned a corner or not. So, in other words, is this just a one-game thing, or have you seen enough there that you believe they've turned a corner in the passing game, that this is not 382 yards or whatever it was and a perfect QB rating, but at least the passing game can be effective moving forward? You think they turned that corner with it?
Well, I'd like to to turn the corner. Like, I mean, I got to see, you know, Saquon have a day. You know, I've seen all these other backs have a day in this league. I haven't seen Saquon have one yet. Okay. I've seen rookies do it. Seen Quinshon Judkins have a day. I haven't seen Saquon have a day yet. And I, to me, they're not going to turn the corner. Regardless, I mean, I know, you know, a lot of the guys in the organization are thrilled that Jalen had that type of passing day. They, you know, they pay a franchise fee for a quarterback. They want to see those kind of numbers. You know, you're not going to do it every week, but they want to see that.
Yeah.
But to me, like, they're not going to turn the corner until they start getting this running game cranked up. And I feel like they've got a lot of work to do yet in that. Mm. And I think, you know, there's some runs that they haven't done yet, Ike, that they can do. They got the two most athletic tackles in the league. It'd be good to see them running some toss crack and getting those guys out in the perimeter, yeah, where a lot of other teams are doing it. And so I think there's still a big jump to be taken in the run game. And I think then, when you could marry both of them, then I could tell you that, and they're both working together, then I think we could say that they've turned a corner.
Okay. Is that effective passing going to help that run game from happening? Because it's very hard for us to figure out why the run game isn't working, whether it's offensive line play, whether it's Saquon, all that stuff. Do you think this is sort of gives them the recipe to get that on track?
Well, I think it's there if they want to do it. Like, I'm not sure if they're fully committed to it, to be honest with you. I know last year it won them a Super Bowl. They seem to be a little reticent to really commit to it. I mean, when Saquon gets the ball against Denver one time in the fourth quarter in a tight game, it's, you know, are they really committed to the run game? I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of a split. You know, do we want to be a better passing team or running? Like, I think it's got to all go together. A lot of these teams right now are just playing, like we saw it week one against the Cowboys. You're seeing it around the league. They're just sitting in these umbrella defenses and trying to keep everything in front of them. But if you start getting your shots down the field like that, or if you start running the ball effectively, you can run them out of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think then you can really dictate what defenses are doing and how you can manipulate that. And I don't think, you know, they've really begun to dictate what defenses are doing yet.
From a defensive standpoint, look, they end up with a couple of takeaways, but Minnesota. If Carson Wentz doesn't make a couple of the errors that he makes, the game might look a little bit differently. Defensively, what are you seeing? The Eagles have been outgained every game this season, and that's not just on the offense, it's on the defense too. Are you seeing any signs of life from the pass rush? You had mentioned Jalen Carter last week.
N'Kobe's back.
N'Kobe back too, yeah. From the defense, what did you see on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think there's a reason why Brandon Graham is, you know, back in uniform.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the pass rush, you know, they have not had a great pass rush from any of the guys, you know, and Jalen showed up last week. You know, I mean, I know he's affected with, you know, some shoulder problems and whatnot, but he showed up a little bit last week. But they really haven't had much heat off the edge. They put, you know, Jihad out there last week, and, you know, N'Kobe made a big difference, like, to your point. Like, you know, he just looked like he was wanting to go smash somebody, and he did a couple of times, so that was good. You know, honestly, Minnesota, like, you know, you snap the ball over the quarterback's head, and you lose 20 yards. You have the ball in Justin Jefferson's hands for a touchdown. They end up setting them for a field goal. Great job by Cooper DeJean to get it out. You know, they had plenty of opportunities to either win that game or, you know, at least, you know, make that thing a one-possession game. And they just, you know, they just couldn't make the play. You know, Carson, you know, one throw was basically a punt. But, you know, he missed every deep shot he had, you know, where he had a chance. I mean, they have big problems at corner. And it's been going on all year. And getting Quinion back healthy makes a difference. But the other corner, you know, I think this trade deadline, you're going to see even more players coming in right now to try and kind of repair this thing. Because teams are going after the other corner relentlessly. And if they could have completed some deep shots last week, maybe we're talking about a three-game loss right now.
So, you know, you mentioned corner, and we were talking about pass rush. If, let's say, going into the trade deadline, we all hope for both. If you could add an edge or add a corner, what do you think helps the Eagles' defense more?
Good question, Spike. If I can only take one, if it was a really good, I mean, if you say, just for, I don't think this is going to happen, but if, you know, Trey Hendrickson became available for some reason, I would take the end. But if you could shake a corner loose someplace, like, you know, somebody that can really play. I don't know why in this league, I don't know why anybody would unload a good one. But I'd take I'd take the corner right now, the way that they're going after, you know, the guys not named Quinion right now.
So we have the Giants on Sunday who kicked the Eagles' ass a couple weeks ago. They're certainly more energized. It just doesn't, to me, looking ahead to this game, if the Eagles are playing the way they should, this should not, the Giants aren't a team that should beat the Eagles. What are you seeing right now from the Giants, and is there any reason to be concerned is the wrong word, but as long as they show up and play the way that they should beat that team on Sunday, right?
I think so. I mean, they have a better roster than the Giants, but Jackson Dart's playing great.
Yep.
You know, he put up five, you know, helped him get to five touchdowns against the Eagles. You know, he had, you know, they were in the 30s last week against Denver, in Denver. He has a unique ability with only four starts to just maneuver a pocket that is flush with pass rushers or blitzers, and he doesn't sack himself. He keeps plays alive. And so you really got to plaster your receivers because they don't have a great receiver in the roster, but he'll find the open receiver if they shake loose. And he creates a lot of loose plays, and he's a very good runner, and he's fearless. He's not going to hold the ball. And, you know, he's going to make the throws. I mean, it might be tight window throws, but he has no fear of pulling the trigger. So he does concern me. And then, you know, Brian Burns is playing great right now for the Giants. They're not a great defense at all, but they do have some playmakers on that defense. And so, you know, you want to see the Eagles kind of go after some of these corners that are out there that are, I don't know, I think they're just average players out there.
Yeah. Brian, Baldy, you brought up BG for a quick second there earlier. Just want to get your thoughts on BG coming back and, you know, what do you think he can, I guess, give this defensive line and the locker room? Like, what do you think about BG coming back?
Well, I mean, everybody loves BG. I mean, there's, you know, he doesn't have one hater in the whole world. So, like, him walking the locker room is going to be a big deal, you know, because he's just got that leadership and smile and, you know, that personality. I just, you know, like, what kind of football shape could he be in? I mean, I'm sure he's been lifting weights and, you know, he's got some conditioning. But, you know, football is a sport that, you know, he needs some calluses out there. Like, can he just put the uniform on and, you know, become Superman on Sunday? Like, you know, I mean, that Andrew Thomas is playing great football at left tackle for him. The right tackle is a little questionable right now. But, you know, they need somebody that can win a one-on-one out there right now.
Yeah.
That can put some heat on without blitzing right now. Like, so, you know, I hope that he's in good shape and he's not going to be one of these guys that's been out of football for 9 months and he goes out there and he does something, you know, to, you know, harm his body at this point. He tore his tricep a couple times last year. He, you know, recovered fast enough to get back out there. But, you know, I don't want to see him force himself into the situation just because they need him. I'm kind of curious how they're going to use him if he does play this weekend.
All right, Baldy. Thank you as always, man. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next time, same place, same time.
Florida, huh?
Yeah, enjoy that Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy.
Okay, guys.
That is Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldy, our host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey,
it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Back to the show right after Ike tells you about Tasty Cake.
Yo, Philly! Come on, man. Yo, Philly, seriously, is that what we're doing, the Yo, Philly thing?
Yo, Philly!
Yo, Philly! You can feel it. Yeah, the air is cooler, football's hotter, and that means it's Tasty Cake season. Now, I'm talking about those limited edition fall flavors that we all love. Pumpkin pie? Huh? You like a pumpkin pie?
Of course.
Okay, how about salted caramel donuts?
Yes.
Like those, huh, Fritzy?
Yes.
You know me?
Fatty. The perfect game day snack while you're watching the birds. Yeah, that's for all of yesterday in your top five. Now, whether you're tailgating or kicking back on the couch, make it a win with Tasty Cake. Grab yours before the season ends, and you know the deal, except no substitutes.
Oh, my God, he hit you with a fatty?
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. Everyone knows I'm down 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
All right, Merle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Two quick things. Yes. One on the Tasty Cake thing and then one on Baldy. I hear you all day. I almost in my head went Tasty Cake meat snacks. And I said, no. They don't make meat snacks. They do not as far as I know. Just a little nugget from Baldy in the beginning of it.
What you got there?
When they were talking about under center. Baldy talks to people. He didn't make a big deal out of it, mm-hmm. but he did say they've been trying to get him under center for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who wants to bury Petullo and Nick Sirianni for being morons and saying, we can all see it, that there may have been some other reason.
Well, and your boy called it out, right? I'm saying your boy being facetious. Chris Sims, isn't he? Was that Chris Sims that said that?
Well, Chris Sims essentially said that there's things they want to do that they can't do because he doesn't want to do them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
which could have been that.
Yes. Well, I will be sold on it when I see it happen again.
You will.
See it happen again?
Yes, okay. You will.
I hope so.
Maybe not that. Not that.
You're not going to throw for 320 yards throwing the ball 23 times.
Right.
I'm not. But the ability to do it, just throwing the ball in that formation would help them. 215-592-9494. Jack, can you put Tasty Cake Dom up for me?
Uh-oh.
I can't get my mouse to move here. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, I'm ready to go tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Is
there a Bud Crawford fight
it's
tonight?
It's fitting that you came up after the Tasty Cake
thing.
How about that? Yes. Just put that together. You know my brain is slow.
You ready for
right
a little,
on time.
Ready for a little Sixers basketball tonight, Tasty Cake?
Come on, Tasty Cake.
And Spike, I hope Chuck watches the game tonight because I think he's going to be pleasantly surprised because the one thing that the Sixers have done this preseason is they demolished Minnesota on the boards.
Yes.
I mean, they've been hitting the boards. They rebound the ball, Spike, and get this ball out to the young guard. It's nothing. There's not going to be anything methodical about this offense. It's going to be the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, well, they're using their guards to crash a little bit, too, which I think will help them. Edgecombe can do that, and Grimes can do that. And then the other thing that happened in that one preseason game that I hope we see is when Embiid would get the rebound and they would go, he was hitting them with those hit-ahead passes where he doesn't even have to run down the court. They're already three-quarters of the way down there. He can do that. That can help them run. You know, everyone thinks they can't run because he's there. Most centers aren't like gazelles running the floor up and down. It's just about getting the rebound and hitting it ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully they can do that.
Yeah, you got to run without him. I mean, you know, if there's an opportunity to run, then go ahead and run.
Put pressure on the defense.
Yeah, and if it's not there, you pull it back out, and Joel will come up, and whether he shoots the trail three or he starts to play.
Yeah.
Right? When you kick the ball back around to him. So, yeah, use the young guns. Use that youthfulness and that athleticism. And Joel's going to get his.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
And the great thing about him, he doesn't have to be a volume shooter. because he's an efficient player.
Well, because he gets fouled as much as he gets fouled.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's gonna get his.
Yeah, I was so out, you know, this summer, and then they got VJ, and I said, ooh. And then I saw Joel without the knee brace looking skinny, and I said, ooh. And then I saw that preseason game when, you know, everybody else was using their starters except for us, and then we did, and all of a sudden, Maxie's and ones, and Grimes has 20, and, you know, VJ has 20, and I just...
Hardest wood I ever touched.
We get McCain back. Oh,
yep.
Come on.
And Spike, then,
yes.
I've been a curmudgeon for 2 years. That game six against the Celtics, Spike, that broke me.
Oh, it was terrible.
I've been a curmudgeon. I've been in a coma for 2 years.
Yeah.
I just didn't get over it.
It was horrible. Miserable.
I just didn't get over that. And I am so over it because this starting lineup excites me. Like, you sold me on the three guards, Grimes, McCain, eventually, VJ, and then Maxi.
Yep.
Three of them are going to start.
Yep.
And then you got Joel and Dennis Rodman. That's an exciting starting five.
Dominic Barlow is Dennis Rodman now.
He's a rebounding machine.
You know what it reminds me of, Tasty Cake? Early in the process, when we got Covington and he could shoot and hit threes, all of a sudden, it was the most amazing thing we had ever seen. And Dominic Barlow, all of a sudden, we have a guy going in there and getting rebounds. And we're like, oh my God, where has this been all our lives? And
because, Spike, we've been missing.
Yeah.
Since Doc Rivers, Brett had his teams, they would have 75 turnovers in the first half, but they hit the board. They were physical. And Doc Rivers made this a finesse team. And with Zambona, with VJ, and with Don Barlow, they're physical again. They're physical.
But aren't you kind of worried, Tasty Cake, that Nick Nurse is going to screw this whole thing up?
Don't, Jack. We're having
I'm over. I'm not worried about anything. I just want to watch my Sixers win tonight.
Yes.
They got the Celtics. I want them to run them Green Devils into the ground. I think they'll do it. Okay, there's not a negative bone in my body right now. Oh. I just want the Sixers to win it, and I think it's amazing, Spike, just to myself, how one game could flip me like that.
Yeah,
but every
preseason game, by the way.
I called you in the summer, Ike, and I said, you know, Daryl Morey's building Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs with this roster, and I'm dead wrong. I'm so happy to be wrong, and Ike, East ain't a fearsome East. There's nobody fearsome.
Oh no,
no,
this is wide open.
Yeah,
wide open, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, you got me. People trying to make me worried about Orlando and Atlanta. Come on,
get the heck out of here.
Get out of here.
You guys were saying 6-7 all show.
Oh, that we sure were, yeah.
I got another one. Spike, I'm saying 6-0.
What does that mean?
It means 60 damn wins, Jack.
Oh, all right.
This
guy's a problem.
Wins.
60 wins.
Add my
60
list,
and 12?
Add on my list.
22.
To
22?
Bust me in 10 years, Spike. Add on my list to bust me in 10 years. I said 3 MVPs for Jalen for years now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the first one.
I'm adding 3 rebounding totals for Don Barlow right on that list.
Wow.
Dom Rodman.
That's number 2 on that thing.
Dom Rodman,
the
I love
it. The
only
thing is, please, Nick, give him minutes. Spike, you agree with me. They have to get that reckless fool, Kelly Oubre, off the court.
No, right? I like Kelly Oubre.
He's a turn. Oh, I hate
him. They'll trade him in the deadline. He's going to get traded in the deadline.
Reckless.
I like Kelly Oubre. Works hard. And he's the best-looking guy I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I think he's his. Thank you for the
call.
What's
going on with you today?
He's a good-looking guy.
Yoshi, you accepted being Yoshi's boo.
Yes.
Really, you think I didn't hear that? We just kept it moving.
Well, I got guys.
There's a lot of spooning and cuddling with you and Yoshi.
Yep.
And what just happened? Oubre's the best looking guy you ever seen?
In real life? Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
His eyes are captivating.
I mean, it looks stunning. I met him at that Daryl Morey charity
thing. Both of y'all.
The ping pong thing.
Yeah.
And look, he is attractive on TV. I saw him right in front of my face, and I said to myself, oh, my God. I was just in awe.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
This is nowhere near. This is me with Lizardo. Hey, I sounded nothing like this.
No.
Yeah.
Yes,
you two are way over the top.
I'm calling it like I see it. But I think Kelly Oubre will get traded. But the thing yes. about Oubre that I like is before he got here, I was warned by, you know, some people in one organization and then people that podcast for another one that had Oubre and said, oh, that guy's a loser and he only cares about his own stats and those things. And I think he has changed when he's been here.
Yeah.
He plays hard. He plays hard defense. He's not a good shooter and he can be reckless. Mm-hmm. But I like Kelly Oubre. I like him on the Sixers. I don't think he's making a pass at trade deadline, though.
And he can take a lick and keep on ticking.
He can.
That's
on
right.
On his bike.
On his
yeah.
bike.
Yes.
Nothing to see here?
No, nothing. Totally normal. Whatever happened with that case?
That was so awesome.
Yes.
I'd never seen anything like that before.
Nope. It just went away. Oh, it never happened. Never happened. 215. I wonder if Big Dom was involved in that, making that go away. The other Dom.
No comment.
215-592-9494. Coming up, everybody wants to hear where the insiders are on the Eagles Insider of the Year power ranking.
Yes. You all think you had a big week?
Oh, maybe.
No.
Look, I had the PG-3. Okay. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.